Friday pre-show.
Whew, what a week. What a fucking week. What a goddamn week. Business, all kinds of shit with the website. You know, I know you're saying to yourself, oh, we know all about the new design. Well, while you impatiently wait for it, we're working our fucking asses off on it. Then I have the business end of things, get a new accountant, all this good shit. People quitting, people being hired. You know, it's all of a sudden it's like, you know, I don't know what. Maybe it's just not fun because I did that drunk history and that just knocked the shit out of me, man. That drunk, doing a drunk history will kick the fuck out of you. Because you keep drinking until you're like, and it's not like they're forcing you to drink. Nobody was forcing me to drink. They're saying, well, let's have another drink. Yeah. I mean, what's a more inviting suggestion than that? Come on, let's have another drink. You're working and let's have another drink? Fuck yeah. So I'm pouring a goddamn tequila back. And I drank a goddamn, I don't know how much I drank. I didn't see the bottle. I saw the bottle, but I didn't actually go back and look and say, oh, here's how much I drank. I was pouring myself a shit pot load of doubles, man, I'll tell you that. Anyway, so this is day two of the, this is day two of the hangover. Oh, God. All right. Enough of that bullshit, because we have places to go and people to see. There's Toby boy. He looks great. Jesus, he's older, too. He's not a puppy anymore. Nice haircut he's got. Hey, Toby. How you doing, buddy? It's my friend Barry's dog. Can't really see him, but he's a little Shih Tzu. And she's got him in a goddamn Charlie Brown sweater and all kinds of shit. What is that thing she's wearing? He's wearing. He's just wearing kind of a goofy sweater. Toby Bo. She named him after the famous Toby Bo. What am I looking at? What is this garbage? I like figure skating, but this is... Well, is this the U.S. Championships? So what? I'm not even interested in that. I like, you know, I watch figure skating when it's like the world thing. But... And then I got college basketball on the other. Come on, man. Come on! Memphis and Houston. Is this college basketball? Or is it NBA? It's college basketball. Yeah, it's college basketball. Man. Shutter Island. Well, that's like a creepy movie, right? I'm in the middle of a commercial. So never mind.
Never mind. Fuck it. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I think that... Is that Debbie Daly's a child? What did you say to me? Ow. Still a little bit of residual pain in that right arm. God damn, that was rough too. Ugh. Memphis and Houston. Upcoming NHL. How about a fucking NHL game, man? Oh, all a goddamn game. That's one thing about being on the West Coast. By 6:30 our time, 90% of all games everywhere are done, you know. Here's NFL Classic Games. This might be good. 2016, the Packers in Atlanta, week 8. Ooh. I know that's the NFC game coming up, and I know, yeah, I guess it was a good game, but come on, man. Go back in time, baby. Give me some of the old classics, you know. They showed the Houston-Buffalo game from 93, the famed comeback by Buffalo. They were down, 38-3 or 35-3 at the half, and they came back and won, and that was an exciting game if you were a Buffalo Bill fan, but it was the nail in the fucking coffin for the Houston franchise in Houston. It was like the fans were like, okay, fuck you. Fuck you, your team, everything about you. No thank you. This game, though, here, this Atlanta... what is this? This is Atlanta and fucking Seattle, bitch. This ain't the Green Bay game. Didn't I just see NFL Classic Games from October 30th, 2016? Started somewhere, I don't know. Ow. Fuck. California and Oregon. That pisses them off. They don't like you to say it like that. I'm from Oregon. When you smiled at me. Oh, this blows. So the Raiders are going to Vegas, huh? Okay. Well, I don't know, man. Oh, okay. Maybe they're doing a whole... look at that. Look at that insane graphics they've got. Is that Fox? Those graphics are insane, man. They're fucking insane. Is this the second half? Is this the thing? Is it? Huh? Start of the third quarter. 24-19, Grabe. Well, it's going to be the Grabe Packers against the Grabe Packers.
It's going to be Green Bay. Grabe or Grabe. And it, what is it? It's the Atlanta Falcons and the Grabe Packers. And the Grabe Packers.
Will you knock it up? What do you mean the Grabe Packers?
I'm giving it the French, all right?
Yeah, you're giving it the French.
Oh, what do you think I'm doing? Sticking my tongue down its throat? You are vile, Phil. Vile isn't even the word. It doesn't begin to... Never mind.
The Grabe. Margaret does the French. What's the other game? It's Pittsburgh in New England. Steve Dooley and his buddies are going to be watching porn before the games. They're coming over, and they're such a bunch of fucking foul assholes. They watch porn before the game, and they've got the Arch Package Collection. That's the name of the guy. He's one of the top male adult film artists or adult film actors. Arch Package. Yeah, we got our Arch Package.
Arch Package. I don't know if you've heard of him.
And then there's another movie they're going to watch called Dyke Sweat. Okay. Maybe it ain't that funny. 95% of world's bourbon comes from Kentucky. That's great. 90% of USA's disco balls produced in Louisville. Urban legend says that the high five was originated by the 1978-79 Louisville Cardinal.
Really?
78-79 Louisville Cardinal, we're giving the high five. I remember seeing the high five in Major League Baseball. That's the first time I saw it. And it was like the early 80s. So I was probably way behind the ball on that one because they just showed a clip of Louisville, I don't know, doing stuff.
Well, Steve and the guys get together. They watch porn. They watch adult films.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding, Margaret. I don't make a big thing out of this.
Well, where are the kids when they're doing this?
The kids are not in the house, all right?
Not in the house?
They're not in the house, you deaf mutant.
Don't talk to him like that.
Fuck off.
Don't talk to him like that.
Fuck off.
Don't
talk to him. When you smiled at me, you were missing a front tooth. Dun, dun. You look so good tonight. You're missing some teeth tonight. It was, nobody's a college basketball fan, it's fine, but Rich Pitino, the head coach of the, Rick Pitino, I don't know, the head coach of Louisville, longtime Kentucky coach, and coached the New York Knicks for a couple seasons. Looks like he's had an eye job. He does. Ricky looks like he's had the eyes worked on. His ball club has battled back, tied up 27-27 with Clemson. Louisville's ranked 12th in the nation. Rick Pitino is a great coach. One of the best. One of the best college coaches. Anyway. Here I am, a guy. I hate college basketball, and here I am like, let me just tell you about Rick Pitino. I don't hate it, but... Jesus. How can I get excited about all these little fucking chicken shit games? I mean, what does it all mean? You know, there's a big-ass tournament, like, oh, yeah, wow, did you know that... I guess you really have to follow that shit, you know, to all the little rivalries and stuff. Like Clemson-Louisville. Louisville's 12th. Clemson, I don't know shit about Clemson. I didn't think Clemson played fucking basketball. ACC, Atlantic Coast Conference. Okay, so they're both in the ACC? This dude's name is Blossom Game. Great name. Tonight. I mean, this game, all the black guys on the floor, all the white guys are on the bench, just all, hey, you know, put your best five on the floor. That's the Louisville team. Clemson ain't got any white guys.
Baby, tonight.
All right, man. Ottawa Senators 2, Columbus Blue Jackets nothing. New York Rangers 3, Toronto Maple Leafs 2. Brad Rifkin, Chef Carl Cedilia, Bobby Lilly.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Meat House, come on down. Maybe Ted wants to change it to Ted's of Beverly Hills Meat House. Let me tell you, we need something. We need a little something extra to... what do you mean you need something? We got... It's just all I want to do is give it a hint, just a hint of, you know, masculine, you know, crudidity or what have you. You know, I don't know. every character on the show uses the word crudidity.
Are you kidding me?
All right, look, Margaret, relax for a minute.
Are you kidding me?
Would you please relax? Calling it the Meat House,
well, what's the purpose, son?
Son?
Yeah, because it sounds like I have to be fatherly toward you because I think you're having some kind of a breakdown, which is going to lead to you putting a pistol to your head or something, so I'm
fine, General.
Well, then what is the story?
The story is we're trying to bring the, you know, the crowds... You know, business is down at Ted's of Beverly Hills, so let's call it Ted's of Beverly Hills Meat House instead of Steakhouse. And then he's going to bring on Chef Chedilia.
When you smiled at me and your face was all lit up.
Yeah. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. The goddamn Falcons won this fucking game, didn't they? It's not that I don't like the Falcons. The Falcons are fine. I lived in Atlanta for a while, but I'm such an old school NFL guy that teams like Atlanta and yeah, I suppose New Orleans gained legitimacy when they did go to the Super Bowl, and they won the Super Bowl. But Atlanta is just this perennial washout, you know? And yeah, I think this year they are very good. There's no question they're fucking great. They got some injury problems. We'll see whether their coaches are, you know, how smart their coaches are, what's the word? What is the word I'm looking for? We'll see how their coaches react to the injury situation. And because that's where it comes down. I mean, I really think at this level of football in the playoffs, coaching is so fucking important. And take a look at the New England Patriots. I mean, up and down the fucking organization, they've got great coaches. Not just the head coach. Not just the fucking head coach there. Running backs, everybody is great on that coaching staff. So, I don't know, but Atlanta has endured so much, you know, as a football team. They had some real goofball. Remember when they had Jerry Glanville? Jesus. I was there when they had Jerry Glanville. He changed their colors to black and silver, and it was just embarrassing. They won some ball games. But I got to tell you, I'm going to be pulling for Green Bay because it's just, you know, that's a team that I like. I like to, you know, I'm pulling for Green motherfucking Bay. So they're a different time, a different place. I might be a little bit more, you know, sort of very, you know, kind of, I don't know, you know, looks like maybe more giving and more loving, you know, toward the Atlanta Falcons. But I don't feel the love. I don't feel the fucking love. Look what happened to my face, man. Yeah, it's having a game with the Atlanta Falcons. They did that to me. All I did was go, hey, Matt Ryan, you look like my mama and my grandma. And then I felt this like, and it wasn't just a fist, man. It was like a whole bottle of whiskey or something.
Explosion, yeah.
That's all I was trying to say, you know. I'm also going to tell you guys a little secret that I'm kind of keeping to myself, but you guys are BSP, so you get to know everything about my fucking life. I'm thinking about shit-canning the Friday night at the improv thing. Phil Henry and Friends. It's just not, I don't know, man. It's not where I want to go. I'd like to approach the guys at UCB, Upright Citizens Brigade, over there on Fountain, about some little thing that I can do. I don't know what it would be, but I'm not really feeling the stand-up stuff. And I know it doesn't have to be stand-up, but you are in a stand-up atmosphere. You're in a room, you know, people are getting drinks and they're waiting. People are ready for joke. Stand-up crowd is different from like an improv crowd. And I do a lot of characters. The most successful thing I did last time out at the beginning of January was Pastor William Rennick. He's so explosive. As soon as I went into Pastor Rennick's character, people were just, thought he was a riot from beginning to end. But what am I going to do? Go out and just do Pastor Rennick all the time? So,
I mean, you know.
All right.
When you smiled at me and your love was all I needed. Tonight, I'll be with you. And tonight.
You look so succulent there in your bathrobe. Okay. And then I'm going to do Bobby Dooley. The TV being on, that's Bobby. Ted. Now all I need is Chef Chedilia. And where's he? He's in Vegas. Oh, need the sound of gaming. I mean, Brad Rifkin. Come on, man. Come on, baby. Where's that Thunder girl, man? You around here, Thunder? Yo, Thunder. Wow, that's a weird looking floor. The Oregon Duck basketball gym is weird looking. I'm looking for a Vegas crap game. There it is.
You're all right, 11, 7, crap 11.
Crap 11.
Thank you. It's Ted Bell here at Ted's Beverly Hills. We'll see you when you get on down here at Ted's Beverly Hills.
All right. Forbes, is that it? Goddamn right. This is very short. Pre-show tonight.
When you smiled at me, you look so scrumptious.
Good Lord. This company that's handling our payroll is a pain in the fucking ass. More junk mail from them than I've seen from anybody. Just fucking junk mail. And you don't know which is which, right? You don't know if it's a piece of mail that's vital or a piece of mail that's shit. So you got to read it all. I just got this goddamn junk mail. I'm going to shame the man. I'm going to publicly shame him. All right. All right, what are we doing, man? Okay. Oh, that's right. Shit. Hold on. Not to mention the fact I have to take a fucking piss, but hey. Buddy.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart say go, go. Have a time cause it's Saturday night. Now I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Go ball it up. I'm gonna rock it up. And ball tonight. Got me a date and I won't be late.
All right. You're the man, little Rick. Little Ricky.
So many memories. Come and get it.
I'm gonna rock it. All right, man. I think I'm ready to rock this bitch. So without further ado.
Hey, this is Steve Bertone, host of the Forbes Interview Podcast, launching January 17th. My first guest is Adam Carolla, comedian and king of podcasting, sharing how he turned his persona into a media empire.
I came from a world where nothing really ever worked out and no one ever got to do what they want to do, not for a living.
Download or subscribe to the Forbes Interview on iTunes now, and don't forget to give a rating and review.
All right, and listen, this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What was that? Let's do that again.